probably ending late tonight. Colder, overnight low temperature 34. Tomorrow, cloudy, chilly, maybe some afternoon sun breaks. Keep your fingers crossed. Little breezy, high of only 47. Thursday night, areas of frost late night. And the first thing Friday morning around dawn will be near the freeze mark. Friday, sunshine, big improvement, high 56. Then a beautiful weekend forecast with high temperatures in the middle 60s Saturday and Sunday with more sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police need your help finding a murder suspect. Police are searching for Christopher Dotson. He's wanted in the murder of Adam Jordan last Friday. If you know where he is, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Wetumpka police held a town hall meeting last night to hear questions and concerns from the community. The department is working to get new dash cameras and improve its deployment of body cameras on officers. They're also looking at publishing crime stats on the city's website. And the Montgomery Public School Board held its first meeting since the election. Last night's meeting was the final meeting for members Melissa Snowden, Larry Lee, Eleanor Dawkins, and Robert Porterfield. New board members will be sworn in December 4th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Jack Ingram Motors, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer, are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Jack Ingram Motors and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. Sponsored by Jack Ingram Motors, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer in Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
All November on The Big Bang Theory, big questions.
Will you marry me?
Big conflicts.
Why are you being such a jerk?
Because you hurt my feelings.
Big surprises.
I'm pregnant again.
What?
And a big wedding dress.
Wow, you look like a pile of swans.
For the big event many people thought would never happen.
Are we talking about the wedding?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I was definitely one of those people.
All new season 11 episodes of The Big Bang Theory, all November long.
The Big Bang Theory, today at 5 on Fox 20.
What do you call a turkey the day after Thanksgiving?
I don't know. What?
Lucky.
The day after Thanksgiving. Black Friday. Start of the Christmas shopping season. At Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, this can be your lucky day. No joke. It's the Black Friday sales event with deals all month long at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You can save $15,000 on all 2018 and 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorns. Built for work or play, the Ram 1500 Bighorn has relentless capability and streamlined performance. And for a limited time, receive 25% off all 2019 Jeep Cherokees in stock. The Jeep Cherokee mixes off-road capability with mainstream appeal. The Black Friday sales event with deals all month long at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Plus, tag, title, and fees. Must finance with Chrysler Capital. Savings off list price, not MSRP. Offer expires November 30th.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Fires burn out of control across California,
including the deadliest and most destructive inferno in California history.
New statistics from the FBI show the number of hate crimes rose 17% last year,
marking a rise for the third year in a row.
CNN filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration for revoking the press credentials of Jim Acosta.
The high drama in Florida as the recount is underway. Counties have until Thursday to finish. And President Trump again today implying fraud without any evidence.
New shakeups at the White House appear close, with the Homeland Security Secretary expected to leave and possibly the Chief of Staff.
Juul announced it is temporarily suspending all retail store sales of four e-cigarette flavors that experts say attract kids.
Amazon confirming it is going to split its second headquarters location between Queens, New York and Arlington, Virginia.
I think it's great.
It's looting the taxpayer money.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Plus, any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What is in that gift basket? Well, it's whatever you put in there. It can be anything. It can be like the Dick Brubaker $60 worth of ice cream. It can be like the Dan's $60 worth of Cuban sandwiches.
Ooh.
Or the Joey's $60 worth of everything.
Cookies.
Hubcap cookies.
Ribs.
He's made famous here. But that's open to any caller. Also in Fresh Market, they have this spiral ham that I sampled day before yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's $2.99 a pound. And the one I was looking at was like 8 pounds, but it is really good. Really good with the specialty mustard.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
I can either do French or I can do the honey mustard and dip that bad boy in there. Make sandwiches for everybody for the week of Thanksgiving. And then they also have the prime and premium whole beef tenderloins. $15.99 for the prime. Now, prime is a big step up. $11.99 for the premier. And is really good. And then they have the cluster shrimp that we like so much.
Ooh.
For $14.99 a pound. Then they also have wild warm water lobsters. That is two for $30. And there's some big boys. They've got all sorts of stuff, guys. You need to take advantage of it. I'm already kind of really getting into their cheeses that they've got. They've got a great cheese selection. I tried an halloumi cheese,
mm-hmm.
and you cook it in a pan, and you eat it as a, you heat it up in one of these copper skillets, or my blue diamond.
Sure.
And it melts it, and it kind of makes it, it's not, it's a little hard. But you bite into it, and it just has a great taste. Take that and put that pepper jelly on it from Sweet Creek Farm Market. It is really, really something. Okay, good show.
Yeah. We have a whole other hour. I'm hungry now.
I'm really hungry. I'm definitely heading to Sweet Creek Farm Market to get pecan pies and things like that for next week. Ugh, love that place. Okay, let's see which way we want to go here, big guy. Let's do the, let's kind of hit the Paula Reid and talk about the First Lady. The First Lady did something very unusual. I'm going to give you a comparison of Melania and, believe it or not, Nancy Reagan, kind of tell you about what happened. The media have a very short memory of things, but this is Paula Reid talking about the First Lady basically calling for a firing of a White House advisor.
President Trump is considering a series of high-level changes in the White House that may include a new chief of staff. Retired General John Kelly's status is suddenly unclear, in part because of tensions with First Lady Melania Trump.
The First Lady's office stunned, and stunned is a word. They stunned observers yesterday, asking for Deputy National Security Advisor Mira Ricardo to be fired. And sources tell CBS News the upcoming departure of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen could set off a chain reaction in the West Wing. Paula Reid is at the White House. Paula, sounds like palace intrigue.
Palace intrigue indeed. The usually press-shy First Lady Melania Trump shocked people yesterday when she released this unprecedented public statement calling for Ricardo to be fired after she allegedly feuded with the First Lady's office, Chief of Staff John Kelly, and Defense Secretary Mattis. And this comes as an administration official tells CBS News that there will likely be significant staffing shakeups at the White House over the next few weeks.
I have my own voice and my opinions. And
First Lady Melania Trump's repeated clashes with the president's chief of staff, John Kelly, have reportedly included issues like staffing and travel requests.
It's very important for me that I express what I feel.
In a statement, the First Lady's office denied there is any conflict, saying Mrs. Trump has a very positive relationship with Chief Kelly and there have never been any issues between the two.
Okay. So they started the story off saying that John Kelly may be kind of on the way out because of Melania Trump. Mm-hmm. Then they just said, well, there's been no problem between Melania and John Kelly. And CBS does this all the time. They'll say something, and then they'll say something that will refute that later on in the story, usually the second half.
Well, and this sort of story is literally palace intrigue. It's just rumor innuendo over, like, if you actually have news of a major staff shakeup that could affect the policy and direction of the administration, yes, report that. But when it's like Melania's kind of mad at an aide that we think, it's just more palace intrigue.
Exactly. And Morning Joe did it. They did it on CBS. They did it on Today's Show. They're just taking this ball and running with it, and they add the caveat with it that it's chaos, particularly Morning Joe.
Mm-hmm.
That it's chaos and that Donald Trump has isolated himself and is back to the derangement of Donald Trump. But here's the thing. You have a change after a midterm or after an election.
Oh, yeah.
After the 1984 election, Ed Meese, the counsel to the president, Jim Baker, chief of staff, Mike Deaver, who was the deputy chief of staff, but was in charge of all the communications part of the White House, all three of those left. And Jim Baker went over to Treasury. Ed Meese went to DOJ as the attorney general. And Mike Deaver made millions of dollars by being a lobbyist because he had all these connections. Now, he almost went to jail for it. And when he was on the front of Time magazine, the old saying is, one moment you're in the front of Time magazine, the next moment you're doing time. But that is what, you know, happens during this stuff. And everybody was kind of okay. But that was a major change. And you brought Don Regan in, but then Don Regan crossed swords with Nancy Reagan, and he hung up on her. Hung up on her. That was it for Don Regan. I remember that well. That was the stupidest thing he had ever done. And then you bring in Howard Baker. And Howard Baker kind of got everything straightened out and got things running. Then Ken Duberstein came in to run everything. Great guy, by the way. But changes happen. You have changes that are there. And they are making it like this is something that is just... It's awful. Well, we're going to get in Corey Lewandowski talking about it in just a little bit, but let's play the second part of the Paula Reid and the First Lady and other departures coming up.
In a rare move, the First Lady publicly called for Deputy National Security Advisor Mira Ricardel to be fired, complaining directly to her husband about being unhappy with Ricardel during her first solo trip to Africa in October. The two fought over seating on the plane and using National Security Council resources for the trip. Less than an hour after Ricardo was seen at the White House yesterday, the First Lady's office issued a statement saying she no longer deserves the honor of serving in this White House.
I give him my honest advice.
In an interview last month, the First Lady said there were those in the White House she did not trust.
You know, you always need to watch your back.
She said she made sure the president knew.
And what did he do?
Well, some people, they don't work there anymore.
Are you fired from Secretary Nielsen?
On Tuesday, President Trump ignored questions about reports that he plans to remove Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen.
Where are you getting this from, reports?
While his advisor, Kellyanne Conway, tried to cast doubt on anonymously sourced reports.
Why are they remaining anonymous? Could it be that it's not completely verified and true?
Nielsen's firing could potentially set off a showdown between the president and his chief of staff, who has made it clear that he opposes any firing of Nielsen. Now, all of this palace intrigue is providing a helpful distraction from the ongoing legal controversy surrounding the president's acting attorney general, Matthew Whitaker. An administration official tells CBS News that the president is waiting to see how big a majority he gets in the Senate before naming his permanent attorney general.
And this is... And everybody was talking about this, and it's kind of like this rumor went through, and New York Times reported, then everybody just picked it up and started going with it. And that's what happens. What we're doing is we're getting reports about reports. And this is what we did before, and it's back into the same thing. Chaos in the White House, Donald Trump is mentally unstable. He's talking to pictures of the old Richard Nixon stuff. And he's isolated, didn't have anybody to talk to. And the only person there is Ivanka and Jared. And it's just the same old thing. And they just have to retool this. Now, Corin Lewandowski is going to weigh in on this thing. And I think he's pretty measured here.
The media hyping up rumors of possible White House changes. Here's just one example. Time magazine asking, who goes, who stays? Uncertainty hangs over Trump's expected White House shakeup.
Corey, who has a few positions that the president's looking to change. We know right away the attorney general. It took about 9 seconds for Jeff Sessions to be shown the door. Who do you think is next?
Well, good morning. And I think the president, just like all other presidents after a midterm election, has the opportunity to make some changes going into his reelection effort. And this should be expected. This is nothing new. As you guys just delineated, presidents do this all the time. And the president has the right to have the team around him that he thinks is best going to represent him and move his agenda forward. So I think you're going to see additional changes. You're going to see some people in the cabinet that are going to move on, whether they choose to or he asks them to is one thing. And I think you're going to see some people in the White House who are also going to move on. And I think it's the right thing for the president right now.
Why is that? Is it because after 2 years, it's a very stressful job? I hear he's a workaholic and expects a lot. Is it because it's so stressful and people want to move on, or is it because they clash?
Well, I think it's a number of things. Look, this president is a man who works 18 and 20 hours a day every day and doesn't give anybody a break. And he talked about this in his press conference last week. He said, people come into the White House, they look young and they leave looking old. That's very true. I've seen it, you know, myself. I think I had no gray hair when I started working for the president. And, you know, 20 hours a day for 3 years does that to people. But on top of that, you know, the way some people are treated by the mainstream media, by and large, is very unfair. We've seen that also. But the other portion is, as he gears up for a re-election effort in 2 years, I think he should surround himself with a team that understands what happens during elections. And what we've seen right now is a team that, by and large, has been focused on policy. Right. And with the Democrats taking over the House of Representatives, it is a very different environment in Washington, D.C., and he should surround himself with individuals who know what's at stake coming up in 2 years.
News Talk 93.1 FM, I'm going to expand on what he just said and give it to you with a little bit of art of the deal. And having been there before, Dan Barr Show will be back right after this.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. A girl has found another and gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Oh, yeah.
The Dan Morris Show.
Yeah. Cause so badly, I wanna go outside. But everyone knows that a man ain't supposed to cry. Listen, I gotta cry. Cause crying eases the pain, oh yeah. People, this hurt I feel inside, words could never explain. I just wish it would rain. Oh, let it rain.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community, a 5-day return policy, credit options for everyone, and a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on the Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Great gift ideas for Christmas begin at the Kelly Fitzpatrick Memorial Gallery's Artist Market and Gift Show this Saturday, November 17th, 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. in historic downtown Wetumpka. Choose from original art in oil and acrylic, handmade items perfect for gift giving, jewelry and pottery items, beautiful art at affordable prices. Meet the local artists and enjoy a great time of shopping Saturday, November 17th, 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Kelly Museum in downtown Wetumpka, 408 South Main Street.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
One of my favorite songs. The video of this, of him singing, is incredible. You can feel him. You can feel the song through him.
Remarkable vocalist. Steve Perry was incredible.
Who wrote this? Did he write this?
I think he wrote this. I'm not sure. It might have been in conjunction with the other guys in Journey. Neil Sean might have written it. I don't know.
We can look it up. That's the great thing about having technology on our side.
But have you heard the new singer for Journey, seen any of the new videos?
No.
He's incredible. It's like the rebirth of Steve Perry's voice.
Really?
I think he's from Thailand or Vietnam, one of the two.
Wow.
There's a whole documentary out there on it where he was in Southeast Asia kind of just doing karaoke tours and stuff, like in a cover band.
And they picked him up?
Yeah, they discovered him on YouTube. And he is like the rebirth of Steve Perry, and he's now touring with Journey. It's an incredible story.
272-9228. Reminder, first-time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know, and we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. Plus, we have Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket that's eligible for any caller. You just need to talk to us. Don't just ask to be put in there. Talk to me, and we'll get you in there. And I hope you win, because I tell you, it's a great deal. You heard it from our last winner. Was that Robert? Was that it? They called him yesterday? What a nice guy to do that. So let me go back to Corey Lewandowski. And if you read the art of the deal and you look at kind of, it's obvious what's going to happen. Things have changed because you no longer have a Republican-held House and a Republican-held Senate. You have a Democrat-held House, and you have gotten rid of some of the problem makers that were in the on the House side, Republican side. And I think what he's going to do is he's going to be making deals with Dems and a group of Republicans on things like infrastructure, probably immigration and things like that. And if the Dems don't play, he's going to just beat the heck out of them with it, because they're going to pull out that 2013, 2014 votes and the laws that all the Democrats were for, and they're going to add some DACA to it. It's going to put it out there. And if they don't give it, they don't vote for it, then it's strictly political, and it's going to kill them for it. So everything has changed. And if you read the art of the deal, you put the team in to do the job that is before you. That's a quote from the book. To do the job that is before you. So if you're at a stage in construction and you're doing the interior part of things, you bring in the team that's going to do that and do the best of it. And that's what he's going to do. He's going to bring in a team to do the working with the Democrat. But the other thing that happened for Reagan, as soon as the midterms were over in 1982, we started working on 1984 in the presidential election. I mean, immediately afterwards. We were hosting the Summit of Industrialized Nations. We were looking at who we were running against. And we tooled the White House and the structure of the travel to that. Like, for example, I was sent over to NASA after the Summit of Industrialized Nations because John Glenn, we felt that he's going to be the number one candidate, and they wanted to realign Reagan with space. And so we spent 6 months doing that. And then we picked up on in October of 1983, started the presidential run. So that would be. And the thing is, just Trump is going to start it earlier. We retool the White House. We retool the staff. You put your assets out there where you're kind of getting everything ready for 1984. That's what Trump is going to do. And it's smart to do it that way.
I don't know if I'm remembering my history correct, but I think Reagan did pretty good in that 84 campaign.
Absolutely. You know why? Because we front-loaded it, and we did everything right, and we were running against a bozo.
Mondale, right?
Mondale, yeah.
And wasn't it? I'm remembering the map. Mondale carried Minnesota. And that was it.
Yeah.
it was
terrible. I mean, and we almost won Minnesota. We went into Minnesota at the very last minute, because I remember it was a drop ad that we did. So we dropped in to Minnesota and did this down and dirty quick event. It had a great crowd.
Wow.
Great crowd. Because we picked up a U.S. Senate seat there, I believe in either 80 or 82. Its name begins with a D. And I did the 82 event there at in Minnesota. It was powerful.
So the idea is retool here.
Exactly. That's what you do.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you do. Bill Clinton did the exact same thing to get him ready for 1984. And he started aligning himself back as a moderate, working with Republicans and getting things done and hoping that Ross Perot was going to run again, and which he did at the last minute. I'm sure something happened with that. So all this gnashing of teeth and pearl clutching and this kind of stuff, they're totally missing this. So now let's go to the right people for the right project.
Sure. So he's preparing the White House for working with a divided government where you got Republicans in the Senate and Democrats in the House. Corey, when it comes to people who are going to make the cut and remain at the White House, a lot of the frustration come from the fact that the president wants to get certain landmark things done. And, you know, here we are 2 years in, and a lot of stuff hasn't been done about certain things. So it's kind of like, okay, I gave you 2 years, time to go.
Well, you know, you're exactly right. And you have to remember what this president said when he came to Washington is he had a giant agenda. He wanted to make sure we're buying health insurance across state lines. He wanted transportation infrastructure spending bill done. We've seen what he's done on the jobs front. He's created 4.5 million jobs in the first 2 years, but there's more to do there. And so, look, if you're not on the president's agenda, it is time to go. But more importantly, with a Speaker Pelosi coming in, it's a very different environment in Washington. And he now has to look and reach across the aisle, work with those Democrats to make sure that he's still creating jobs and an economic environment that is going to continue to move the country forward. And so it's a different environment, and he has a right to have new people there.
Yeah, duh. I mean, he's spot on. We got one more piece of Corey. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Yeah.
Mary News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Hi, I'm David Woods, and I want to invite you to get your news, weather, and sports 1 hour earlier on the WCOV News at 9.
Diversity in the workplace was on the minds of hundreds of people attending a diversity summit in the capital city.
We cover the news of the day while shining a light on those who are helping to make Montgomery a better place.
A future in manufacturing as a skilled worker could be one of their next moves.
And they care about what goes on in the community.
Join us on the WCOV News at 9 on Fox 20.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Cooler weather and diminishing winds are slowing the spread of a massive Northern California wildfire that's killed at least 48 people. Hundreds are still missing. The Camp Fire is now the deadliest fire in the state's history. Thousands across the state are still under evacuation orders, and many are coming to the aid of others.
Everybody's coming to help each other right now. You know, and everybody's doing what they gotta do.
At least two deaths blamed on Southern California wildfires. Republican lawmakers have reelected Mitch McConnell to lead the Senate in the next Congress. Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington.
On the Democratic side, Senator Chuck Schumer retains his post as minority leader. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise is uncontested for minority whip. House Democrats are expected to elect their leaders after Thanksgiving.
Republicans have chosen Kevin McCarthy over Congressman Jim Jordan for the post of House Minority Leader. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply. Offering 40 color options, 8 traditional metal roofing profiles, and 5 stamped metal profiles. See what your project would look like at proofmyroof.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Hang on. There are brighter days right around the corner, but for today, periods of rain again. A chilly day with a high temperature only around 49. Tonight, showers likely, then probably ending late tonight. Colder, overnight low temperature 34. Tomorrow, cloudy, chilly, maybe some afternoon sun breaks. Keep your fingers crossed. A little breezy, high of only 47. Thursday night, areas of frost late night. And the first thing Friday morning around dawn will be near the freeze mark. Friday, sunshine, big improvement, high 56, then a beautiful weekend forecast with high temperatures in the middle 60s Saturday and Sunday with more sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two A. This is where we are.
Like a river that don't know where it's flowing. I took her on turn and I just slipped.
continue on here with Corey Lewandowski talking about the white people again for the white job.
Who, like who? Tell me what positions you think he should rotate out. Just Corey Lewandowski speaking as someone who knows the inside and the outside.
Well, look, I don't want to get through position by position, but I think you're going to see some cabinet members leave, which is very typical in a transition period. I think you're going to see some senior members of the White House leave. And look, the rumors are rampant right now. Yep. At the end of the day, they're just rumors. But this president is someone who knows the team that he needs around him. We've seen when he wants to act, he acts very quickly, as he did in the case of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. He now has someone there. It looks like, you know, we've seen all the rumors. The Fox News contributor may be considered for the next Secretary of Homeland
Tom
Security.
Holman.
We don't know, but what we do know is when this president makes a decision, he acts very quickly and he's ready for change.
Could you be going back?
Oh, look, I love my job right here. You guys know that. I love being on the outside, and it's the best place to be.
We'll put it this way. The name of your book has enemies in it, the president's enemies. Does the president have enemies on the inside? Because Melania indicated that.
Oh, he absolutely has enemies on the inside. Not only did she indicate that in her interview with Tom Lamas from ABC, but when the president was asked by 60 Minutes, he also indicated that there are people inside the White House that he doesn't trust, and this is a great opportunity for the president to have a restart and get rid of those people who don't support the Trump agenda.
Yep. But the problem is, I'll tell you, honestly, is finding the right person to fill the job. As I've told you many times before, we did not have enough people to fill government for Reagan in 1981. And so we were using a lot of Bush people, and then some people came through, and there were some mistakes that were made. And you got to remember, he ran for president 3 times, so we had a lot of devotees out there. But it's hard to find the right people to fit the job, and hopefully they've learned some things in here. But, you know, if a cabinet officer leaves, the cabinet officer that replaces them, how many connections do they already have that they can bring those people with them? For example, DeVos understood she brought people that she knew from Michigan and Ada, Michigan and Amway, and got some people that were really good at marketing, really good at communications, to go in and be part of her education department, and they knew how to manage things. So that was one reason that I think she has done very quietly, but has done very, very well. Okay, here's one for you. We'll get to the Monica Lewinsky thing later, but the, you know, CNN is suing the White House. And they had the counsel for CNN who's going to explain the grounds for the lawsuit. Now, we're going to take this piece by piece so you can hear what their argument is, and I'd love to hear what you think.
Taking action after the White House ban, our chief White House correspondent, Jim Acosta, that happened on Wednesday
CNN,
after the press conference of the president where Jim was trying to ask questions, his press credentials subsequently taken away by Secret Service. And this morning, CNN is suing the president and a number of other members of the administration.
Joining us now is attorney Ted Boutros. He is the counsel for CNN in this lawsuit, along with Theodore Olson. Ted has argued multiple cases before the Supreme Court, federal courts as well. Let me ask you first, just to help our viewers understand the grounds for CNN's suit against the government, both under the First and Fifth Amendment. Let's start with the First Amendment, freedom of the press. Explain CNN's argument here.
CNN's argument is very straightforward, that the First Amendment is meant for the press to be able to act on behalf of the American people and the public in getting information. And here, when the White House revoked Mr. Acosta's press pass, it's clear it was based on the content of his reporting, the fact that he was asking tough questions and has been doing that. The President Trump and the White House has repeatedly challenged and attacked CNN and Mr. Acosta. Mm-hmm. And it's really a classic First Amendment viewpoint, content-based discrimination against speech, and we can't have the White House or government officials arbitrarily tossing people out of the White House or other government facilities just because they don't like what they're saying or what they're reporting. That's right. What happened here. That violates the First Amendment.
Okay. Let me read the First Amendment to you. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peacefully to assemble and petition the government for a redress of grievances. The first word is the key one. Congress shall make no law. Congress shall make no law. This is a White House that is making a decision on a unilateral basis to take one person, one person's press pass away, and it didn't say it was permanent. So they're out there suing for this. Now, they're in a very liberal, they're in D.C., so you have liberal courts that are there. But I'm ready to see this one get tested.
Yeah.
I'm ready for this. Okay, so the council laid out that predicate. Now he's going to explain that the White House is actually Jim Acosta's just workplace. That's
and
where he goes.
And there's precedent for this. When you look back to 1977, the case of Robert Sherrill, the D.C. Court of Appeals ruling in his favor. Can you walk us through the Fifth Amendment, the due process argument here?
Yes, you're absolutely right. The Robert Sherrill case talked about both the First Amendment and due process. And the D.C. Circuit said, in a case involving the denial of a White House press pass, that before the White House rejects credentials, it needs to give due process because of the important First Amendment issues at stake. So the court said there has to be notice, a written decision explaining why the credentials have been denied or revoked, and an opportunity to be heard. And of course, that didn't happen here. Mr. Acosta was just blocked and his pass was taken away when he went to report at work. Mm-hmm. And that's his workplace. When you're the chief White House correspondent for CNN or another news organization, you go to work every day at the White House. So it really is damaging and harmful.
Okay, now he's getting a little bit closer, but I went back and looked at the case. This was not that he had a press credential. He was applying for a press credential, and he wanted to know why he did not get it, and the court agreed with him that he needed to have due process of why he didn't get it. Didn't say they needed to have due process that you gave it to him. Said he needed to know why. So that was a little understated, but he's getting a little bit closer here with this one. Okay, now hang on here. He's going to explain that this is bigger than CNN. Now remember now, CNN isn't completely shut out. One person is shut out. There's still CNN reporters that are going in and reporting from the White House. They're there every single day. It's not that CNN got cut out. Jim Acosta got cut out. Let's listen in.
And to be clear, Ted, CNN sent a letter to the White House on Friday, right, asking for an explanation, asking for the pass back. That super, you know, that preceded what we're seeing this morning.
Exactly. CNN tried to work this out, requested that the pass be restored. Mr. Acosta was denied a day pass in France, even though the French government would have allowed him to go cover President Trump's appearance at a cemetery. But the White House has basically just been ignoring these requests. So we really had no choice but to sue. We didn't want to have to go to court. We wanted to just report the news. Mr. Acosta wants to report the news. CNN wants to report the news. So that's what the courts are for. The First Amendment and the Fifth Amendment arguments, the due process arguments, are very strong. We're asking for emergency relief because every day that this pass has been revoked is a First Amendment violation, and it's irreparable harm in the words of the law.
Case is intended to be not just about one reporter or even one news organization.
Yeah, I think that's a really important piece of this. The Acosta happened to be targeted last week, but the president has threatened to revoke other credentials as well. And if we can ask Ted this question, I mean, Ted, what would happen if there's temporary or permanent relief? Would it apply to other reporters as well? Would it apply to the entire White House press corps?
Yes, that's a great point and a great question, because as you said, President Trump said this could happen to other reporters, and really is the bigger principle here. And so we're advocating a legal principle that there should be a fair process, that there can't be discrimination based on the fact that President Trump or anybody in the White House doesn't like questions. Those principles are important to get to get enforced here to protect other reporters, other news organizations across the spectrum, whatever their questions are, whatever their viewpoint is, and again, the public, the American people, because the reporters are there to get information so the public can know what's happening, so the public can make decisions about how to govern themselves. So it really is a much bigger question than Jim Acosta or CNN.
That is absolutely a ridiculous argument. First of all, there are other CNN reporters that are there. He asked multiple questions, and that was the problem. He kept asking questions when he said, go to the next person. And Jim Acosta didn't want to do that. Jim Acosta kept asking questions as if it is his right to keep asking questions as long as Jim wants to do it. Here's what really disturbs me. if they were to win this case, imagine, and we used to call them the zoo, imagine what the White House press is going to be like if they have no fear of losing anything. It's really going to be a zoo. So that means that you can just sit there and ask questions as long as you want to, and it's like you can filibuster and you're controlling the mic even though the president's saying next. I hope he loses this thing. I hope he loses it because the zoo would be going crazy. Let me go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan. How are you today?
I'm very good, Sam.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out why our wonderful media, in the context of this lawsuit, has not given the American people some basic information like how people or organizations acquire those press passes, and what rules do they agree to any rules when they get the press pass?
That's a great question, and I don't know the answer to that in the. If the Trump White House did something different, you know, there's kind of a decorum understood deal that you're not going to be acting out of range of what's going on. And I've had some reporters do that to me. Sam Donaldson was one of them. I had to slam Sam Donaldson's hand in a door because he was trying to force his way into the room where I was setting up the press after the assassination attempt. And
Sam Donaldson has emerged as a big proponent of this lawsuit.
Oh, I'm sure.
I was surprised. I thought he had more sense than that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because Sam Donaldson was one of the most obnoxious guys ever. But literally, they tried to push the door open. Sam Donaldson had his hand, had gotten into the door, and he was trying to force it with his friends to get in. And I had two Secret Service and security people, and we just pushed the door back. We told Sam, move your hand, and he didn't do it. And so he had his hand trapped in the door.
I just think if all these media, they're all repeating the same thing, which is that CNN has filed this lawsuit. You know, one says it, and then the other says it. Why don't they give us some useful information?
Yeah.
And I got on Google, and I typed, how do you apply for a White House press pass? And I got nothing.
Yeah, it's I know what you have to do, what you had to do during the Reagan time, but I don't know what they had to do now. But just
what do they have to do then?
Basically, it's name, it's your affiliation, name, date of birth, Social Security number, and what they do is they run a background check on you, and those are updated. Back during our time, I think they were updated every 60 days,
okay,
and they would rerun everybody that's in the press. Core.
Okay, well, thank you very much, sir.
Absolutely, Sam. Thanks for the telephone call. Tammy, I'm coming back to you, my dear. Dan Morris Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, boys and girls, want to do the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card?
Oh, yes. Let's.
Can we take it away?
Get these drum sticks, not strict, sticks out. And the winner is Linda.
Linda, you need to give me a call at 272-9228. That's where we are. We're going to hook you up for your Fresh Market gift card. Let's go to Tammy, and we'll be cautious here. Tammy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
I'm great, Tammy. And you?
I'm good. I just got to tune in, but I have a question about this whole CNN deal and the whole filing about the First Amendment. The First Amendment, is there any, there's nothing in the First Amendment about him even having to have press days, are there?
No, it says Congress shall not do anything to stop the president, but the first word is Congress, not the White House.
Right, and so he could just cut them out altogether.
Sure, if he wanted to have the wrath of the press, but I guess it wouldn't be too different than what he's suffering right now.
Yeah, but I mean, the freedom of press doesn't have anything to do with White House press briefings.
Exactly, freedom of the press is the Congress shall not make a law that's going to stop them from being free.
It doesn't, whatever they want to write.
Exactly.
They can write it, they can say it, just like freedom of speech, and he has freedom of speech as well. He also has freedom of press, if you will, through Twitter.
Absolutely. Well, he's got it through CNN. I mean, he can still report on CNN. He can still be a commentator. He can sit there and watch the press briefing on TV. I mean, he can do all that.
So can you see this at all playing out in their favor?
I don't know. It's, D.C. Circuit is a pretty liberal circuit.
Mm-hmm. So we see it going to the Supreme.
No. Well, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer. I think it would go at least to the appellate process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But, I mean, I keep going back to, you know, when we were first founded, we didn't have a press corps and White House briefings by the president like we do now. We didn't have the media as we do now. And if there was nothing ever founded with that, that's something that evolved.
No, Tammy, you're spot on. I mean, there's a gas station on the way to Camp David where you see Harry Truman pumping his own gas at that gas station and sitting in the gas station talking to people, and there were a couple of press members that were in there. No security, nothing, just Harry Truman.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so the whole culture of this has evolved to where people think it's the norm, kind of like the way things evolved over the previous 8 years to where they think this is the way it's supposed to be, when in reality, they just didn't follow the law.
Bingo. Well, and what happened is they got, because of security at the White House, that they had to change where you were credentialing them, you were finding out who they were, because they had too much access to the president.
Now, I agree with that.
And so they had to know who they were. Then,
but
they
it's a privilege.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, they became, the press think of it as an entitlement, but it certainly
exactly.
is not.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Tammy. I always enjoy talking to you. Helena?
Helena, yes.
Helena, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you. I have a question.
Sure.
I have read an article through Forbes that said that Fox News is supporting this lawsuit by CNN. What is your thought on that?
Yeah, that is true, and that's just a press sticking together type thing. It's really interesting. My brother just sent something to me. I've got a cousin whose husband is real big in the liberal circles, but also big legal. He started Court TV, for example. He's one of the founders. And he's a big First Amendment person, and he thinks Trump is right on this, my brother just told me. That's pretty amazing. So, because Peter is very liberal.
Well, I'm just disappointed in Fox News.
Me too.
That they would support this.
Yeah. Helena, thank you. Thank you. Enjoyed my conversation with him. Let's see, a reminder before I go to Billy. This hour has been brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Buying a used car can be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Go by and see Tip Tames, David Ingram, Danielle, Lynn, Eric, the whole gang. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Chris, thanks for the that information. Let's go to Billy. Billy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, glad to be here. Second time caller. I'll be quick.
Yes, sir.
I'll go back and send it to you if I can, but there is a picture on the internet of Obama putting a black lady reporter off Air Force One because of her pro-life stance, and he took her White House credentials.
Okay, what's the citation from it? Is it just something up on the internet?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I would have to see some kind of article or something from a known, you know, media outlet that talked about it for me to
accept. I'll dig and see if I can find a legitimate source.
Okay, thank you, Billy. I appreciate that an awful lot. Do we have time to fit in Linda?
The winner.
Hello.
Linda!
Hello.
And she doubled up, Dan.
Yeah.
So she won
the Veterans Day.
She won the Veterans Day in this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a special thing, and we put it through. And
Linda.
Won fair and square with the random number generator.
Wow. It's Linda, I need to get two cards to you now.
Oh, wow. I'm lucky this week.
You are lucky. My problem is I've got to meet somebody right after the show. If I finish that early, I will call you. I've got your number. I'll call you, and I'll say about meeting you over at Fresh Market today or if not Friday.
Probably Friday would be better for me.
Okay, let's work at 3 o'clock. Let's work on 3 o'clock Friday to meet at Fresh Market.
Okay, that will be good.
Congratulations, Linda.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You very much. You're a lucky girl. You and I need to go get some lottery tickets over in Georgia.
I know that, or go to the casino or something.
You ought to do something to let some of that good rub off on other people here. Linda, congratulations. I'll see you Friday at 3 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Boy, I wish I was lucky as Linda.
I know. Likewise.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and we keep doing this until we get it right. Greg Budell the Great. He's next. Adios.